Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life so that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And in today's program, we will continue to consider this matter of the Word of God and its functions. Hebrews 11:3 tells us that the universe was framed by the Word of God. We can see this in Genesis with the words, "And God said." So much began when God spoke. His speaking brought in so much. This was his move at that time. When the Lord Jesus was incarnated, he came as the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. He was the living Word of God. And when he comes back at the end of the age, he will still be the Word of God when he comes to deal with Antichrist and to bring in his kingdom. Praise the Lord that he is the living Word of God, and he moves by his word. In both the old creation and the new creation, God moves by his word. Now, actually, there are two aspects to the Word of God. We have the written Word of God today, the Bible, and we have the living Word of God, who is Christ himself. And the Lord told us in John 5 that you search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is these that testify concerning me. We covered this as one of the key functions of the Bible in our last program. The Scriptures do testify concerning Christ. However, the Lord continues to say, "You are not willing to come to me that you might have life." The key to have the moving of God, the activity of God in our lives, is to combine the written word, the Bible, with the living word, Christ himself. This is a real key. Whenever we're going to contact the Bible, we should just turn our heart and come to Christ himself as the living word. This unlocks all the functions of the Bible so that we can have the move of God in our personal daily life. In our last program, we mentioned 10 functions of the Word of God. Today, I'd like to present 5 more functions, 5 functions of the Word of God. The first one is based on the key verse that we've been using in these last few programs, and that is Hebrews 4:12, which says that the Word of God is living and operative. I hope you've enjoyed that and are enjoying that. But I'd like to say something more specific. The verse continues to say that the Word is living and operative to divide the soul from the spirit and to discern the thoughts and intentions of our heart. This is a wonderful function of the Word of God. The Word can divide the soul from the spirit, just as you can divide the bone from the marrow within the bone. And the Word discerns the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. Have you ever been in a situation that you were seeking the Lord's will, seeking the Lord's intention, and you prayed, but you didn't know whether the feeling that you had was really from the Spirit or something from yourself? How can you discern? Well, we need the Word of God. Just get into the Word, enjoy the Word, and the Word will discern. The Word will let us know where we are, whether what we're considering is from the Spirit Or actually, we're deceiving ourselves, and what we're considering is from our soul. You know, sometimes it's really difficult to tell. We want the Lord's will, but we also want our own way. How can you discern? Just get into the Word, and the Word will operate in us and let us know where we are. Another function of the Word, actually quite related to this first point today, is that the Word tries us. In Psalm 105:19, it says, until the time when His Word came to pass, the Word of Jehovah tried him. The Word puts us on trial. The Word lets us know where we are. It lets us know our real situation and condition. We should present ourselves to the Word so that we can let the Word tell us whether we are guilty or we are innocent, whether we are pure or we're not pure, whether we should go or we should stay, whether we should do this or do that. The Word of God will have this function within us if we come to the Word, get into the Word, allow the Word to operate within us. It's so valuable to spend time with the Lord in the Word, even just to read the Word. Then in our daily life, maybe when we least expect it, some word, some verse, some portion of Scripture will come up in our heart. We'll be reminded of that just at the right time. Maybe we're about to do something, go somewhere, we're about to go to a certain site on the internet, make some decision, and we feel quite fine. And suddenly, something of the Word comes back to check us, to enlighten us, to cause us to hesitate. Well, brothers and sisters, this is the operating of the Word. This is both the dividing of the soul and spirit. This is the discerning of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And this is the trying of the Word of God. Thank the Lord for such practical functions. Yet another function of the Word, a very precious one, an encouraging one, is found in Romans 15:4 and in Psalm 119, verse 114. Romans 15:4 reads, "For the things that were written previously were written for our instruction, in order that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Brothers and sisters, the Word of God gives us hope, gives us endurance, and gives us encouragement. The Word strengthens us to give us hope. Sometimes we do face situations in which we lose our hope, but the Word of God can give us hope. And the Word of God can cause us to endure, can strengthen us to have the endurance in the pressing and the suffering situations. And the Word of God can bring the encouragement to us. Psalm 119, 114, the end of the verse says, "In your word do I hope." You know, recently I enjoyed Psalm 33. This verse has a phrase that says that He is our glory and the one who lifts up our head. The Lord is our glory and the one who lifts up our head. When we get discouraged, we put down our head, but the Lord will come to lift up our head. Oh, there are times when we are in a pressing situation, things don't seem to be going our way. Just come to the Word. Come to the Word and just read. It's very possible that in our reading for that day, or in our prayer reading that morning, some portion, even sometimes just one word, will bring the encouragement that we need. So, brothers and sisters, thank the Lord for this precious function of the Word. The Word gives us hope, the Word gives us endurance, and the Word gives us encouragement. The Word also gives us joy. Actually, the Word becomes our joy. In Jeremiah 15:16, a verse which many of you might already know, it says, "Your words were found and I ate them, and your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts." Oh, the Word can become our gladness and our joy. Brothers and sisters, have you experienced this? I believe many of you have experienced this. You came to a portion of the Word and just started to pray over it, and it became a source of joy. It became even a source of rejoicing to our heart. We need more experience of this in a constant way. Thank the Lord that the Word can become such an encouragement to the point where it becomes our gladness and our joy. Praise the Lord for this function of the Word. We can enjoy the Lord through His Word. And the last point that I want to present to you today is from Ephesians 5:26, that says that He might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the Word. The Word of God can wash us as the believers, can wash us metabolically. The Word can wash away the grime of this world. Sometimes, well, of course, when we sin, we need the washing of the blood. But there are times when we have kept ourselves from sin. We've maybe just living our day, whether at school or at home or with our friends. And the result is that we find ourselves distant from the Lord. We feel that there's a kind of a barrier between us. Actually, that's just a kind of an insulation that is built up from the dirt of the world. You know, in the Bible times, we have the story of the Lord washing the feet of the disciples. The need for the washing of the feet was not because they had sinned, but simply because they were dirtied from their walking in the world. At that time, of course, people mostly wore the sandals, and the feet were exposed to the elements and to the dirt of the road, and many of the roads were dirt roads. So when people would come together and eat together, there was the need of the washing, to wash away what had been built up from just walking in the world. Oh, these days, in our present society, we need a lot of washing of the Word. Whenever we come together, we meet the saints, whenever we come to the Word, whenever we go to a meeting, don't you sense sometimes there was a little barrier there? And you can't pinpoint that there was any particular sin. Actually, maybe there wasn't any sin. But there is the dirt, there is the grime, there is the buildup from just walking. Things we've heard, gossip, things we've seen, pictures, things on the internet, advertisements, things on the television, those things have created a kind of a insulation. What we need is to come to the Word and let the water in the Word wash us, to wash away the insulation so that we could have the free-flowing fellowship with the Lord. Oh, brothers and sisters, the functions of the Word are multifarious and precious. But I'll mention again, the only way to avail ourselves of these functions and to have these wonderful divine activities in our lives, in our hearts, is to actually come to the Word and read the Word. We need to contact the Word every day. Even one verse a day means something. So again, I'd like to encourage you to establish or to strengthen your habit of being in the Word. Personally, with companions in groups of twos and threes, and also with all the other young people in the corporate gatherings throughout the week and with the church. So, once again, O Lord Jesus, Lord, make your Word to dwell in us richly. This is what we want. We want a storehouse of the Lord's Word so that all these functions can operate in us in our daily life every day. Well, that's all that we have time for today. Once again, we always welcome your feedback on this or any of the material that we have on the website, and including any of the podcasts. Feel free to give us your feedback. O Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, we pray that you would make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.